Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want to hear from you, so give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, you know, you can always email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is the email address. Once again, that email address for your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, because I social network, feel free to hit me up on the social network tip. If you go to Facebook, you can ask to get into my Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you, as well as jumping in and learning the lingo and getting to talk, because we talk about pretty much any and all things internet, non-internet involved. And if you want to just be my friend, Google Smooth Drama. Whatever social media you're on, if I'm there, add me. I add you back, and we can talk about it. Cause I'm an open book. You want to talk? I want to talk. So we talk. And speaking of talking, I just want to say, special shout out, and this is like on the ironic tip, special shout out to Anheuser-Busch. They started a new, they didn't start. They acquired a new San Francisco-based energy drink called Highball Energy. It's an organic drink with flavors like black cherry. It's made with guarana, ginseng, caffeine, and B vitamins. And it's Alta Paula low-calorie, low-sugar beverages. They're made with fair trade ingredients. So, you know, Anheuser-Busch, they not only want to get you high, but they want to get you high the highball way. So there's something funny in there. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's there. Getting you high the highball way. That's, I don't know. I'm going to move on from that. There's some irony there. Maybe you'll catch it. Maybe you won't. Anyway, I saw because this is the Smooth Drama Energy Show. I guess we should talk about highball energy. Because energy. No? Okay. All right. So video game disorder. Supposedly, I mean, I'm like, video game addiction is a gaming disorder. It's real now because the World Health Organization has put it as a new mental health condition listed in the 11th edition of its International Classification of Diseases. Now, just think about this for a second. gaming disorder. Because you like to play video games a lot. You have a gaming disorder. And it's official. Because for years, parents and mental health professionals who believe that it's a real disorder, now the CDC is like, you know what? Yeah. It's real. It's real. People have gaming disorder. I'm like, so I obviously have a gaming disorder. I love Scrabble, Word with Friends. I play that stuff religiously. I can't stop. You know, it could ruin my whole day. Well, not ruin it, but it's like I can just do that all day. Bam, 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 bam. I get the thing. Your data's low. Might want to do something about it. Because I'm playing Word with Friends and Scrabble. Yeah. Is that crazy, right? But because they say it's a disease, now. It's sort of like, you know how ADD. Because kids get bored, they have ADD. And you need medicine for that. So I'm like, are we going to get medicine for video game disorder? I mean, are we? Because that's what we're talking about here now. Because whenever they diagnose something and then put it out there, hey, it's a real disorder, then they prescribe medicine. That's where the drugs come in. This is why you have such a high level of opium-based drug addiction, opioid, you know, the opioid crisis that's going on here in the United States. It's like, it's official, it's real. It's like really real. Because somebody said, hey, it's a crisis. So basically, we just going to keep We're going to keep naming stuff that's bullshit and saying it's a crisis. I mean, like ADD, kids is bored. No, sitting still for a long time and they get bored. Never heard of that. It's impossible, right? It's possible. Now we got the video game disorder. So I'm waiting to see what drug they gonna prescribe for video game disorder. I'll be waiting, cause it's hilarious how this comes out as these are real things. So if enough people I guess we got porn addiction as a disease. I mean, everything is a disease now. I've got an addiction because I like staring at my balls. I have ball staring disorder. I mean, it's like I'm like looking at my balls. Like, man, my balls are. Yeah. I know it though. I'm just saying it's Mike Tyson ludicrous. It's Mike Tyson ludicrous. That's what it is. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. But that's what we're doing. Sort of like Kim Kardashian. I shouldn't be talking about KKK. I know it's KK West. But I'm not saying KKW. I'm just going to say KKK. Because I just feel disrespectful. I'm feeling disrespectful. So anyway, KKK talking about because she's moved on and said that, I'm not ruling out going into politics because she has a constituency, right? People love her. How do we not love Kim Kardashian? She's awesome and so insightful. Like she says, she was on somebody's show. I honestly saw that if I use my platform just to do something for one person, that it opens the conversation for so much more and for other people to want to do the same thing. If more people would just put their personal feelings aside and talk about really important issues that have to be discussed, then so much more can get done. And they asked if she would ever run for office, and she was like, I'm not going to rule it out. If y'all dummies going to vote for me, I'll run. She didn't say that, but she kind of said that. KKK. Coming to a political office near you. I mean, hell, Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected. He was the governor of California. And we know what he was. Ali Dibak. He was governor. I mean, actors as politicians, I mean, Ronald Reagan, politician, he is president. So, it's not really a shock. I mean, Donald Trump was a reality star, and so KKK is like, I could do it too. I could be president. And my booty is more fabulous than his. So I think she's going to run. Is she going to run for president? I mean, you make herself, you can't even use the negative parts against her. That's how she got famous, right? So the sex scandal is out. You can't even use sex scandal because that's how she got famous. She got famous because she had a sex video. So you can't go that route on her. She's in a loving relationship with her crazy ass husband, Kanye. That's the future. Kim Kardashian. Kanye West, President and First Lady. I would watch that, because at that point, you know, Kanye is going to be like burnt. He's not even going to be able to have coherence. He's going to be like Mike Tyson. Just he's going to say stuff that's just funny at that point. Because he's in the White House. I'm just saying, we look out for that one. That one, I can see happening, right? Easy. Who wouldn't want, is there nobody who wouldn't want to see that? I mean, at this point, we know presidents, most people can concede, that presidents don't really make like real decisions, right? So anybody can do it. We're still going to invade the same countries. We're still going to steal oil from somebody. Still going to sell drugs out of third world countries. So it doesn't really matter who's the president. That's all. It's all just conjecture. It's just whatever, however, whenever. No? Nobody believes that? I'm the only one that believes that? Am I the only one that believes that? Everybody believe that the president, like, makes, like, real decisions? Like, they tell, oh, Trump is making decisions. He's not making real decisions. Just like Obama wasn't making real decisions. But some folks will argue that point. And I mean, hey, I won't argue. Oh, and for the fathers out there listening, happy belated Father's Day. And for those of you who, you know, got to spend time with your fathers, I hope that it was illuminating. I hope that it was really, really real. I didn't get to spend time with my father, but I got to talk to him. And I got to talk to my son. So we were good. We had that triangle, that rock triangle of glory going on. Anyway, I probably need to just go on break here. So I'm going break. I'm gonna go to an old tried and true. This Most Def, the Ecstatic Auditorium.
Together you got the moon, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama, the energy show. That was Mos Def Auditorium featuring Slick Rick. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Energy show. And when I say the energy show, I ain't talking about like mad energy where you're just like excited and hyped. I could, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's a negative energy in the air. It like it reverberates and it comes on a regular basis. You'll have that rush of positivity. And because we have that rush of positivity, then we have the negativity. Case in point, you know, we had Black Panther. Black folks felt good about it. It was the number one movie in the world for like a month, right? You know, until Avengers came out and smacked that. But point was, you know, there was uncertainty on how Black Panther and positivity, is it going to be positive? And how would it be received, a black superhero in Africa, a king of a country hadn't been conquered before in Africa, received very well, positivity, you know, and I mean, had beautiful images of black people in positive light, and everybody felt good about it. So it was like, you know, most successful movie, anyway, we'll say the second most successful movie of the year. They did a hot billion. So you can't argue black folks shown in a positive light doesn't sell. Cause, I mean, that was argument, right? That. Well, nobody wants to see that. People like shucking and jiving and stereotypes. That stuff sells. But Black Panther didn't have none of that. No shucking and jiving. And the black dude was the good guy. Did a billion. So we know it works. Why am I talking about this? Some people are going to be like, why? Why are you doing it? But, see, there was a movie came out, Superfly. Remake of blaxploitation film in the 70s. Superfly. You know, people I heard it was good. Like, you know, it's a good movie. But, see, I say the tried and true negative stereotype about black folks. You see, it's the energy. It's you can't have a positive energy when you talk about black folks. So to counteract all the positivity and great good feelings all around that Black Panther espoused, now we're going to get an onslaught of negativity. And I know some people will say, no, it's just a film. It's just fiction. It's not a big deal. Okay. So why are we doing Superfly? I mean, was Superfly that hot in the street? Was there like a public demand, like, man, I gotta see Superfly remade. Now, I personally was hoping that it did bad. I didn't even want to talk about it. I saw it come out, and I'm like, I'm hoping that nobody goes to see it, even though I know there's some folks that's going to go see it. But I didn't see no great numbers. But, you know, if it does $100 million, you know what's going to happen. We got Superfly here, and then now we're going to go from Superfly to what? Dolemite. You monkey motherfuckers. We're going to get Dolemite. We're going to get the Mac. We're going to get it all. Blaxploitation. Foxy Brown. You know, and I mean, it just made me think. So if there's an energy in Kim Kardashian can be considered for politician, then I guess I should be waiting. Superhead should be coming out trying to, you know, close up the hole in the ozone layer. Just thought Superhead as an environmentalist. It'd be a hell of a pep rally. No, okay. All right. We're talking about we're talking about negative energy though, and this is what I say when I say negative energy. Because we just had all positivity. And so to come out with this, and then before we come out with other black superheroes, I mean, because you would think that if Wonder Woman did so well, if Black Panther did so well, you would think they'd be knocking down the door, oh, let's do Storm. Right? I haven't heard anything about it. I'm kind of in the know. There's nobody's clamoring for Storm or Captain Marvel, because there's Captain Marvel, the blonde woman, but before that was Captain Marvel, there was a black woman, Captain Marvel. She's called Photon now. Where's the for Photon, the movie? Black female. Take a chance. Might do $300-400 million. Not gonna take a chance on that. Might be too positively received. Nah. We're gonna do Superfly. Because we know drug tails and pimps, drug dealers. It's tried and true method. People gonna flock to see that because we just like to see depravity and negativity. And, you know, black on black crime portrayed in a positive light, right? Because he's Superfly. He's fighting against those other black folks. Or it's like fighting against the man to make sure that I can sell drugs and kill my people. No, we got to keep them hunkies out the community. Hunkies can't be selling drugs to the community. Only us Negroes can do it. It's better that way. Right? I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to keep it real. Speaking of keeping it real, long line of thugging love and keeping it real, rapper XXXTentacion. Maybe I'm gonna say it again. Rapper XXXTentacion. If I said it wrong, it don't really matter now. He was shopping for motorcycles in Florida. Should have known not to be in Florida. And so he was leaving the motorcycle deal when someone ran up to his car and shot him. Yeah. You know, last album debuted at number one. Now, and here's the messed up part. And this was the foul part. Hey, according to TMC, the rapper is facing more than a dozen felony charges and was just recently left off of house arrest so he can go on tour. Now, they say facing. Homie's dead. I mean, we're going to put him on trial now? Felony charges, like, you know what? Death can't save you from going to jail. You're going to put his body in the cell. I mean, it's like, yeah, he's facing more than a dozen felony charges. It's like, is he? I don't think he care about jail right now. I'm thinking jail is the last thing on this brother's mind. Yeah. But hey, you gonna take that body to jail? More power to you. You know, talking about jail. And, you know, I talk about Father's Day. Target. Target is apologizing for baby daddy cards for Father's Day. Yeah. Apparently, people went on the internet, social media, to tell Target, hey, it ain't cool to make a baby daddy card for Father's Day. I don't know why not. Because people say it all the time. It's my baby daddy. You know, and I'm feeling some kind of way about that. People go on a rant. Go on a serious rant. Over baby daddy. But you don't go on a rant over negativity in movies, in the community. That stuff's not important. Don't say baby daddy on the Father's Day card. Cause that's just egregious, right? That's just egregious. It's too much. You can't. What? Baby daddy? That's on the Father's Day card. Happy Baby Daddy Day. I'm gonna guess somebody said that somewhere in the United States. Happy Baby Daddy Day. Happy Baby Daddy Day.
Somebody said it and did it just like that.
That's a big deal. But the fact that in Georgia, it's been like 3 or 4 people have been found strung up. Not that big of a deal. Because, hey, it's only black bodies hanging from the tree. They've all been called suicide. I haven't seen the big uproar behind that. And maybe I have to be in Georgia to have heard that, because I'm not in Georgia. Got family there. It's not talked about much. But that's kind of happening. This is a big deal. And Target, it had to be a big deal, and they had to get a lot of negative comments, because, you know, if it's like 2-3 people, Target don't give a shit. Like, what? It's 2-3 people. I'm guessing there was a whole lot of comments, a whole lot of people talking about it, and they're like, yeah, we can't lose all that money. And thus, it was done. But the point being that it was actually done. It was thought out. I mean, because we know these things are rolled out. They're talked about ad nauseum. Is this a good idea? You think this is going to be negative? No, they love calling each other baby daddy. baby mama.
I don't know. I thought it was crazy myself.
Sort of like Northwestern University. Their board of trustees voted on Monday to revoke Bill Cosby's honorary degree. Now, supposedly it's the first time that Illinois University has rescinded an honorary degree since its founding in 1851. Now, why are we talking about Bill Cosby still? Because it's just funny. And he's a dick. But the point is, Northwestern University, honorary degree, you know he didn't earn that, right? So even if you take away an honorary degree, is that a diss? If you gave me something that I didn't earn, no money involved. I mean, you know, basically him as an honorary degree holder meant that he, you know, he's donating money to them. Now that they're not going to be able to get money from him, they're like, you know, we're going to disassociate ourselves. We're going to take back our honorary degree. Honorary degrees mean nothing. That's just basically, hey, we love you because you're famous. That's why he got the honorary degree. It wasn't because he did something transformative and just so spectacular for the University of Northwestern, where they're like, man, you've been here since day one. We got to recognize your commitment to education of our students. So we give you this honorary degree. No, after 45 women, they're like, no, we just gonna take it away from you. Not that they would, you know, he would care. I don't think he care about too much stuff right now. It's like, that's the old folks thing. They don't care too much about nothing. You know, he just looking to invite somebody over for a drink. Talk about it. I know, it's bad. He's just looking to invite somebody over to talk over a drink. Would you take a drink from Bill Cosby? Would you drink anything? Would you breathe the air in Bill Cosby's place? Like, he'll have some sleeping gas pumped into the room. He secretly, over the past couple years, did the whole tolerance, created a high tolerance for sleeping gas. So you're there at his spot. It's like, I'm not going to drink. He's not going to rape me. We're going to talk business. And then all of a sudden you just fall asleep. And then you wake up and your butthole hurt. You got this stuff on your lips. Yeah. I know. What does that have to do with an honorary degree? Nothing. But it's the fact that they gave him one. Which is that bullshit that they do. I mean, if I went to the university and I had to work my ass off, and this dude, all he had to do was get in a movie, and he got a degree, I'd be mad as hell. Like, hell no. I'm funny too. I need a degree. Not no honorary shit either. I'm just saying. It could happen. Maybe. Kind of, sort of, maybe. No. Can't. No. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going break. This is the Hue Drive.
together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the Hugh Drive. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Yeah. Welcome back to the Energy Show, where we talk about the negativity or the positivity that is out there today. Now, I mean, there's some positivity out there. There's some energy that's in the air. You can see there's some traction that black folks are making. And for every foothold that we get, we know, there's always going to be somebody trying to shoot one of the toes off or clip one of the toes off so that your traction is bloody. But it's traction nonetheless. And so, it's where we talk about what we always talk about. Last thing, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? That we're saying, oh, hell no, too. It's real easy. There's a student who showed up to high school dressed as a Ku Klux Klansman. He did so as part of an assignment with approval from a teacher. Homie showed up to his history class at Harbor Teacher Preparation Academy in Wilmington, California. Yep. I thought I was going to say, like, Wilmington, North Carolina. Nah. It's Cali, son. And, you know, people was like, because you don't really think that somebody going to show up in the KKK hood, the KKK outfit at school. I know for me, I may or may not punch an individual. I may or may not lay hands on an individual in the KKK suit at the school. I mean, it's like, there's danger. You know, it's like Lost in Space, Danger, Will Robinson. It's danger. You see the KKK, you dive, take their ass out. At least that's my thought. Because unlike most folks, I see those as terrorist dogs who need to be shut down. And if you see somebody in the KKK suit, if you ran them over with your car, or you stood your ground and shot them, even though California is not a stand your ground state, if you seen the KKK, if I saw the KKK in the street, you know, maybe my brakes wasn't working right. It's a hit and run deal. Anyway, homie is walking around in his KKK outfit. And so they asked the teacher. And so she compared the Klan to the Black Panther Party, which is what we talking about, like Groundhog Day here. So the Klan, I guess, protecting white people. Because white people need protection from black people. Because of all the negative stuff that we've done to white people. So the KKK had to be existed. Not to be confused with Kim Kardashian West, who I call KKK. Just KKK Ku Klux Klan. I know, having two KKKs, but they're both negative to me. they bring both ring negative energy. So KKK, KKK. Anyway, point is, this teacher compares the Klan to the Black Panther Party. Because we know the Black Panther Party, they was out there shooting white. They just wild. You remember them in the 60s and 70s. And that all those classic you know, when they like that time when they went up to that school, that all white school, and they just shot all them white people. Howling Black Power. Or like them, you know, them pictures, all them pictures of the Black Panther Party at the rally, and they had that white dude hanging, and they was pointing at it. See, this is what we do to white people. This is what we do to crackers. I mean, that Black Panther Party. Because it's so many pictures. It's so many pictures on the internet. If you do an internet search right now, you're going to find so many pictures of the Black Panther Party killing white people. It's so many. It's so much that I don't know. Right? Because that's what we're talking about here. You're comparing the Klan to the Black Panthers, who've got so much. I mean, because compared to the Klan, I mean, Black Panther Party is just so evil. Just so evil. So much negative history behind the Black Panther Party. You know, they was feeding people. But it was all poison. You remember when the Black Panthers, they fed all those people that was in the Black Panther cult party, fed them that Kool-Aid, and they all died that one time? No, that's Jim Jones. Oh. All right. No. See, all of these things are things that the Klan has done. That positive energy that the Klan brings. The Klan, you know, because we know Klan is here to protect white people from black people. Because we can't stop attacking white people. We just can't. There's just something in our nature that makes us attack white people. And all the time, I'm at work, and I'm fighting my urge. I'm like holding myself back, like, don't do it. I'm doing it when I'm lifting weights at the house. I'm curling, thinking, man, this is me punching a white person, a white kid in the head. I mean, it's like that's what I start with the. Start with the kids, work up to the women, the weakest ones, just punching them. So that's why KKK exists, right? That's why, you know, homie, he was a historical figure. That's why this cracker picked the KKK, because there was a certain KKK leader, Hiram Wesley Evans. Everybody chose their own historical figure, so this kid chose a Klan. Sounds like a future shooter to me. Man. He's just, you know, it's just, he's being miscast. He's not a bad person. And so this is, I mean, isn't this what they always say about these shooters? He wasn't a bad kid. He wasn't a bad person. He always spoke. We always see him doing his homework. Maybe he has gaming disorder. Maybe now I know why the CDC did that. Because all these shooters have gaming disorder. They all play video games, and it's like something about the video game warps their mindset, right? And make them want to kill black people. Now, it had nothing to do with the past, right? How they used to love killing black people. And I do remember doing the show where there was a scientific study. You know how I feel about these scientific studies, where they say you pass on behaviors, feelings, and traits through generation. So, as we know, if you're predisposed to being an alcoholic, it's something that you've inherited. It's in the genes, right? And so you have this institutional racism to learn behavior. It's passed down. I mean, people have it. It's just naturally who and what you are. So, this kid picking somebody in the KKK as their historical figure, because historically, that's KKK. It's like, you know, I love what they're about. That's what this kid's saying. He was historical to me. I mean, so it's sort of like, I always talk about we challenge the humanity of people who had slaves and the quote-unquote founding fathers, challenge their humanity. These cats, they embrace it. They embrace it. That's what it is. And so this kid to show up, KKK suit, and think it's cool. Now, you know, I talked about the extentation. I didn't talk much about it. We're talking about the negative energy, living your lyrics. I don't know nothing about the brother. I just know somebody took him out. And so, you know, that type mentality. We're easy to walk up on. I mean, and he's a rapper. You know, I guess people liked his music. It was really easy to walk up on him and shoot him and kill him. And they liked him. But maybe they didn't like his lyrics. Obviously, somebody didn't like his lyrics. Like, you know what, that last song, you had to go. I'm jesting, but not really jesting. So then you look at this kid walks around in a KKK suit. Nobody punched him. He's at a predominantly black school, by the way. He doesn't get attacked. So you start saying, I mean, Do we co-sign on the fact that and you let this teacher say, hey, KKK and the Black Panthers, they were the same. Okay. So this kid can walk up in his school with a KKK outfit on, and nobody fucks with him. Nobody tests him. They just let him walk in. He just walked in. Didn't get his ass whooped. Now, I would say, if anybody at that school talking about they gangster, you ain't gangster. Because if you was gangster, you'd whoop the Klansman's ass. That's gangster. But it didn't happen. But it just goes to show you that there's more of a humanity on one side and not on the other. Because I guarantee you, I'm going to a private school and I show up in my Black Panther Party gear with the gun, whatnot, I might not even make it to the campus without getting killed by the police on the way there. But nobody stopped this young man. He's walking around with his gear on, unimpeded. I don't know what else to say. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Driving production. You know the drill, two fingers. I know you like it like that.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.